It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. August 3rd. 1977 is where we're going to start. The president of Radio Shack, Lewis Kornfeld, introduces the TRS-80, otherwise known as the Trash 80, Model 1 microcomputer. It was a first desktop computer based on the Z80 8-bit microprocessor manufactured by Zilog, which cost Tandy less than $150,000 to develop. The full system was $599.95. Microcomputer was $399.95. You add the monitor and the cassette drive and all that, the other bits and pieces, and it came out to $599.95. 1993, the Fear and Loathing BBS out of Birmingham, Alabama, is rated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation for pirating Novell and Quarterdeck products. 1996, Apple Computer PowerBook 5300 is discontinued, just short of 1 year after its release on August 25th of 1995. 1998, Apple Computer begins accepting orders for the new iMac that would hit shelves on Saturday, August 15th. And the website of Polygenesis is hacked by Jigsaw. And in 1999, Yahoo launches the Yahoo Briefcase online file storage service. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site. I back up on-site in my house in many ways. But if fire, flood, theft, or other natural disasters happen, you know, tornado season is coming up, my Carbonite backup will save me from losing it all. Photos, documents, my life. Best part is I can access my backup files from another computer when I log into the Carbonite service. Even those vacation photos right to my phone using the Carbonite mobile app. Save yourself from total loss. Get a 15-day free trial over at geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Or if you are a small business, save your business data for under $300 a year by going to geekazine.com/carbonite. That's geekazine.com/carbonite. Back up now before it's too late. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. Back in at 2000, the European Union opens an antitrust case against Microsoft for allegedly abusing its market position in computer operating system software. Sun Microsystems filed the complaint in 1998 with the European Commission. They alleged that Microsoft breached European Union antitrust rules by engaging in discriminatory licensing. Also in 2000, the PCISIG group votes unanimously to adopt Intel's proposed 3GIO, otherwise known as Arapaho, specification to replace the PCI system bus in personal computers. 2004, Tatey releases version 2.07 of Beast Trojan, which is a Windows-based backdoor Trojan horse. 2005, the Mozilla Corporation is established to handle the revenue-related operations of the Mozilla Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization. The Mozilla Foundation is limited in terms by the types of amounts of revenue. And in 2009, PayPal went down for a couple hours as the site just started acting up. And Melissa Hathaway, the acting cyberspace chief of the United States, resigns for personal reasons. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikazine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.